Hi, friends. This is George Hamilton V, and you're listening to my good friend Lee Williams.
With a dollar in my hand and an aching in my heart, with my pockets full of sand, I'm a long ways from home and I miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 747 set to go. But I'm stuck here on the grass bay, where the cold winds blow. Oh, the good times all are gone. Yeah, the good times all are past. Oh, but there she goes, my friend. She's rolling out last. Roll on, boy.
Hear the mighty engines roar, see that silver bird on high, she's away westward bound, far above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rain don't fall, and the sun always shines, she'll be flying over my home. In about 3 hours' time,
the Seoul airport's got me down. Hey, it's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and tired as I can be. You can't jump a big jet plane like you can an old freight train, so I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain. Yeah, best be on my way in the early morning rain.
Welcome to the program, George Hamilton V. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Lee, and it's great to be here on the program.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since you actually been in the UK.
Yeah, I think, we were in Scotland sometime last year, 2016.
Okay.
And at that time, the people down in England said, hey, come on down and do a tour here. So that's where we're at.
Okay, good. So you've replaced your father in the Patsy Cline story.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to replace him, as you know.
Sure,
and
sure.
So I guess in a way it's sort of standing in or sort of doing what Sandy does with Patsy, just a musical tribute, music and memories, and just telling some stories, playing the part of him. And then also from my perspective, it's so great just to be able to go back and sing his songs. I guess like the same pleasure Sandy has when she sings Patsy's songs.
Sure, sure. Because your dad used to tour with Patsy Cline in the old days, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. They were good friends, and I remember a story. I can't get it totally correct, but I remember how apparently a radio presenter called him up. He had just gotten in from doing some touring himself, and it was early in the morning. The presenter maybe called Nashville because we'd be an hour behind. The presenter may have been from Winston-Salem, his hometown, and said, "So, what do you think about the news?" And he said, "What news?" And he said, "Patsy Cline and a Hawkshaw and Cowboy and Randy, their plane went down." And it was just like a real shock to him. They were, you know, that close. And he never really got over it. And that's what I'm excited that, you know, he joined with Sandy and they put on this play. I guess it went on for like at least, was it 25 years or something like that?
It must have been. I mean, I remember seeing it years and years ago in London.
In the West End. And that, it's amazing how they got it that far because, you know, many times, well, country music is finally getting bigger and bigger. I was talking to one of the band members on the tour, and it's interesting because he was reminding me of back in the days of Roger Miller and other songs that have become Slim Whitman, songs that I guess had been hits in England but weren't pigeonholed as country because they had this unique style that just made them stand.
Right.
And then for a while, I guess everybody said, well, country's all cowboy hats and yee-haw, you know.
That's right.
But it is with the what's just happened with the country to country, it seems like things are going big.
It's never been bigger, but at the same time, we mustn't forget the roots, and that's what, you know, going back to how it all started, and somebody like Patsy Cline, who defined, you know, the female country singer, I think.
Oh, yeah, and of course, she was made the first female of the Country Music Hall of Fame, first female member.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting, while we're on this tour, 2 days ago, of course, Chuck Berry passed away.
Yeah.
And I put up on my Facebook and George IV. It's very interesting. You know, George IV, when he first started out in the 50s, was a pop singer, although he didn't want to be a pop singer, but he was like a sort of a rockabilly teen balladeer.
That's right.
And he and Chuck were headed down to do a tour together of Australia. And I've got a photo of both of them in their swimsuits on the beach in Hawaii.
I know, it's crazy. It was a great picture. I've shared it for lots of people that knew your dad. And just it's an amazing, it's a million-dollar shot, that is.
Yeah, and it really is. Yeah, and, you know, George IV really had such a wonderful, friendly, yet at the same time sometimes proper almost appearance. I've got the, you know, a little bit of a scruffy look, but that's what is interesting for me. I've got some photos of us together in our cowboy hats when we were down in Texas. He loved the cowboy heroes from the Western films, so he grew up watching Western films and, of course, listening to the Grand Ole Opry on the radio. So with our new CD, which is called George the Fourth and Fifth Ride Again, I put on the cover and on the back of it us, well, on the back were actually some sunglasses, cowboy hats, but it just, we're right beside Jim Reeves' bus, and down in Texas we were doing a photo shoot for Heart of Texas Records, and so it was interesting. As I put this thing together, I started thinking, I brought out some vocals that my father had recorded back in 2012, and I thought, let's go back in the studio, because the last time we sang together was September the 6th, 2014. So went into the studio with this idea of doing something that was kind of like, oh, I don't know, singing around a campfire or something, calling it George IV and V, George the 4th and 5th, right again. And then I suddenly started remembering, wow, man, you know, he's not really gone away. It's like he's right here with me. We're singing together again. And then I remembered that statement where they say, old cowboys never die, they just ride off into the sunset. Hi, friends, this is George Hamilton V, and you're listening to my good friend Lee Williams.
I want to give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. It's these expressions I never give that keeps me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old. Keeps me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old. I've been to Hollywood, I've been to Redwood, I crossed the ocean for a heart of gold. I've been in my mind, it's such a fine line that keeps me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old. Keeps me searching for heart of gold, and I'm getting old. he's searching for a hard road. Keep me searching and I'm growing old. Keep me searching for a hard road. I've been a miner for a heart of gold.
It must have been eerie to do that with the voice of your father.
Really was, but what was so interesting was it was like it was this strange, eerie, sweet feeling, and it is interesting. Every time I listen to the record, it takes me there again, and it's I put all new vocals of me and new instruments, and Carlton Moody played the guitars on it. You know Carlton Moody?
Yes, very much so.
A heck of a guitar player, so it was. It's just a really cooking little acoustic style project, but it doesn't sound like it was just slapped together. My mother said it's the best that my father's ever sounded, so I really appreciate that seal of approval.
That's lovely. That's lovely.
Yeah.
So, are you selling it on the tour?
We've got that on the tour, and we're hoping to get a situation where we can have them available after the tour too, either via ordering online or maybe even through one of the major magazines over here in country music.
Good, good.
That's
excellent. And you just started the tour, so how long does it go to?
We'll be going until the 3rd of April at the Epsom Playhouse. I believe you might be at that show.
That's the one I'm coming to, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to be, actually, tomorrow night we'll be in Stevenage. You know, we just got dates all the way straight through. They can check the dates if they go to my Facebook page or Sandy Kelly's Facebook page, or they can also go to Chimes International to look up the itinerary.
That's great. I mean, Sandy's been doing Patsy for so many years now, hasn't she?
She has, but it's so interesting. She really takes on the persona or some kind of spirit or some energy comes through her. I stand on the side of the stage, and my father had said this too, and I'm just amazed at she's riveting, really. And it's neat because it's like I guess a theater piece, and then it's a musical piece also. It's just really wonderful.
It's great to talk to you. And is your radio thing you do every Saturday or every other Saturday still going strong?
That's still going strong, and I'm very sorry for not getting things done right yet. I would love to be working with you. I got me a turntable, and I got all that kind of stuff, but then it got to where the radio thing got out of hand to where more work to do, and then the little show. So, you know, I still dream of that, and hopefully you'll still have some space at some point. I've got the turntable. I've got a lot of records I dubbed down and all this kind of stuff, but then it got to where, I think what happened last year, then we started moving my mom's house and everything, It was like, and then I started going through all of my father's files, you know, and all the things he's collected over the years, and so it's really become a pyramid of excitement, so I'm sorry to let you down.
Oh, no, I mean, there's always a space for you on CMR Nashville. We'll play it, and we want to keep those memories going, and, I think that's cool.
Cool, man. Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you. I have the CD, and I will send you some MP3s or the download or whatever you call it.
That's great. George, it's been lovely to talking to you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, man. Talk to you
soon. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, friends. This is George Hamilton V, and you're listening to my good friend Lee Williams.
I so long most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town that I've ever seen. The folks out there don't treat you mean at Abilene, my Abilene. Crowded
City, ain't nothing free, nothing in that town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town that I've ever seen. The folks out there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town that I've ever seen. The folks out there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town that I've ever seen. The folks out there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. The folks out there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.